Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
From Oracle Arena, it's John Dickinson, Daryl Guru Johnson with you following the Warriors' 115-108 win over the Utah Jazz. It's Warriors Wrap-Up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The Warriors improved to 41-15 on the season as they rally, outscore the Jazz 34-24 in the fourth quarter, a 20-4 run over a five-minute span. Guru flipped this game back in the Warriors' favor after they seemingly had control at the end of the first quarter, but quarters two and three were dominated by the Jazz. Warriors turned up the defense in the fourth, and that was enough to prevail in this one by seven.
Yeah, good teams find a way, and tonight the Warriors went to 41-15. They found a way, JD. But I don't want to be negative, but you're up 11. I thought it was going to be a blowout. Shame on me. And then the Jazz somehow take control of the game. And I want to ask you, again, with DeMarcus Cousins being implemented to this team and this offense, defense as well, are we at like a preseason type of the Warriors trying to find themselves? Why the seesaw? Why? I don't understand how you're up 11 and you're not giving the knockout blow to teams. Teams are hanging around, and not only are they hanging around, they're taking the lead, and then you got to, do things that you're too good that you shouldn't even have to be doing to pull out the game.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, but I think each game is its own entity in this sense. Like tonight, I view it as the Utah Jazz are a pretty darn good team and a team that's given the Warriors fits over the last couple of years. They beat them 5 out of 7 going back the last couple of seasons, 1-1 against them this year. Damn near beat them in October in Salt Lake City, if not for a Jonas Jerebko tip-in at the buzzer. They do beat them in a close game in Salt Lake City back on December 19th. And I just think, if you want to say that after the Miami game, which you did, if you want to say that after the Phoenix game, I get it. But tonight, to me, is just a case of you're not going to have it come easy against a team that's going to wind up in the playoffs and a team that, for whatever reason, plays the Warriors very, very well.
Yeah, and I want to ask you who, is the hero of the game, and why are we seeing Steph Curry in the third and fourth quarter come alive when we've grown accustomed to him kind of, being Ricky Henderson and setting the tone? Tonight he was quiet in the first half, and again, I don't know why. I don't know if it was the Jazz stifling defense, but the Warriors seem to just be finding themselves offensively, JD. And again, DeMarcus Cousins tonight, 4 of 17. At what point do you get a little concerned about will he be the finisher that we know that he once was before the injury? Because I'm going to tell you, my friend, I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to start to maybe be concerned. And this was Cousins' 11th game with the Warriors. He was 1 for 6 from 3, 4 for 17 overall. There were a couple of shots around the basket where you're thinking, okay, he's going to get that one to go. He had a one-on-one against Rudy Gobert in the fourth quarter where he actually did everything right. The moves
he's
were there.
He's working hard.
But the shot just wasn't there. As far as the finish and the shot rimmed out, he made a definitive move. I know Derek Favors was on him for a good portion of the night. We didn't really get a lot of the Gobert Cousins, mano a mano stuff that maybe we would have figured to see, coming into the game. I think it's still a little bit early as to be too concerned. As far as what you said about Stephen Curry, the Warriors started 1 for 15 from three-point range. So you extrapolate that out and take away the 1-for-15, they end up finishing 12-for-26, right, which
lucky
is much
to be
more,
at 31%.
Much more Warrior-like, and the Warriors just, you know, Steph just couldn't buy a hoop early in the game, and you saw the Warriors, by virtue of their defense, be able to still lead 25-14 at the end of the first quarter, but in the second quarter, it was really more of the same. Second and third quarters, the Jazz really got it rolling offensively. The Warriors more lax defensively, but the Jazz have been a tough guard for the Warriors. I mean, they made 35 threes in two games against the Warriors. Their movement and cutting and screening can be, you know, problematic, I think, for the Warriors' defense at times, and they put 70 on them in the middle two quarters. I mean, you look at that, it winds up being, what, 70-56 in those middle two quarters, so it left the Warriors with some work to do in the fourth quarter, and they were able to do it. They really ramped up the defense, and I think it's a prime case, Scoo, where the defense turned into offense. We always have that chicken and the egg argument with this team. Are they shooting and they're hot and that leads to better D, or does the D turn into offense? To me, tonight, it was the defense in that fourth quarter that allowed them to get out in transition, allowed them to get the crowd in the game, and that's what flipped it during that 20-4 run.
Yeah, and how lucky are the Warriors to have the services of one Andre Iguodala? I mean, three steals tonight, Curry had four, and I just – you know, you keep watching him, and this guy stays in shape. I know he just missed a game with the hammy.
And he was questionable tonight, and dude, I'm looking at the game tonight. If he doesn't play tonight, they probably don't
exactly.
win.
Exactly. And, you know, is it wisdom? What is it? And his athletic ability, too, because I know when you look at the birth certificate, what you guys like to do, you know, he's older, but he's a young old. And he's never once where I watch the game like he's out. You know, the other team was more athletic. And at his age, I just marvel at what he's able to do. And tonight, he was the glue, JD, because you just echoed the sentiments and how I feel. If he's not on the floor, they may not win this game.
Yeah, and how about Iguodala, 3-for-3 from three-point range? So he did what you like to have him do from time
shoot
to time.
Shoot it, baby.
Which
let
is
it go.
Score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And play 28 minutes.
You know, play 28 minutes, but score the basketball. Give him that 13 and knock down some shots. So, yeah, the bench had varying levels of success tonight. I thought Iguodala was pretty good overall. Jarebko in a short stint. Was okay. Sean Livingston, I thought, solid as well. But when you look at Iguodala, he was a big time difference maker for the Warriors tonight. And again, it was, you know, will Draymond and Iguodala play was the big question from noon right up until about 6:45 or 7 o'clock when we got off the air for Warriors Live. And again, I mean, you make a case. You look at Draymond Green tonight. All of the little things he was able to do. I mean, if the Warriors don't have either guy tonight, I think you could make a case they don't win the game tonight, and we're having a little bit of a different conversation right now.
Yeah, and the game started out with enough bricks to build a couple of chimneys for you and I. And I was like, okay, this is what it's going to be, a slugfest. But they picked it up, and it ended up being an exciting game.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson. It's Warriors Wrap-Up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. The Warriors also survived a scare tonight, a big-time scare. How that injury to Klay Thompson's left ring finger goes down as a sprain, I have no idea, because it looked dislocated and
broken. Oh, that's
broken.
What I thought it was, dislocated. That's what they said.
Everybody thought it was dislocated.
Did you see the video? It's going the other direction. It looks like a scarecrow's finger. Just wow.
I mean, for that to go down as a sprain is just – and for him to wind up back in the game, it's a non-shooting hand.
And making buckets.
But to have that taped up and then to come back into the game and wind up 9-for-14 and 3-of-5 from 3, 22 points – and making an impact on both ends of the floor. I mean, you know, I'm thinking when Klay Thompson goes to the locker room, and we're looking on Twitter at the way that finger looks, I'm thinking he might be out a month at that point.
Yeah.
You know, or 4 to 6. You know, I mean, he had the hand last year, and he basically missed the majority of March and wound up back
that could have been devastating
toward the end of the year. I mean, we could have been having an entirely different conversation about where this Warriors
and
team is at. If we're looking at Klay Thompson, let's say, being out – you know, 4 weeks. I mean,
not
at that
good.
Point in time, it's we're in the final 3 weeks of the season.
And if I'm Myers or Daryl Kerr, there's no way Klay Thompson's playing tomorrow night, right?
He played tonight.
I'm just, you know, like when you turn an ankle or you do something to your foot, adrenaline
well,
has
if he
you.
Wasn't, if he wasn't going to play tomorrow night, off, if he wasn't going to play.
I don't think we're going to see him tomorrow night. Why would you play him, though, J.D.? I understand he
well, he loves
John
playing
Wayne
up there.
Get out now.
He loves playing
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, but with a dislocated – I mean, that we don't know how what to what extent he's – that digit is damn, you know, injured.
If I'm Klay Thompson and I come back into the game tonight, I sure as heck am playing in the game tomorrow night. Or
now
I'm,
you,
I'm at least
now
want
you
to.
Klay want to play, but what about your superiors?
Look, again,
you know?
It's a hand. It's not, you know, it's a hand and it's your non-shooting hand. It's, you know, it's not a knee or an ankle or a hamstring. Yeah, you buddy
gotcha.
Tape that bad
right.
boy and you
which
and
he
you,
did
and
have
you,
it
and you get out there. You know, so I think. I, you know, as long as he can dribble with his left hand with
Clay's
it.
Clay's tough, man.
And, yeah, I think we know, I mean, going back to the finals, I mean, just how tough he is as far as, you know, gritting out injury. So I would expect Klay Thompson to be out there tomorrow, especially in a building against a team where he's played well. Remember, his hot streak started in Portland back on December the 29th on that Saturday night at Moda Center. So I think he's going to want to play up there. He likes playing up there. And I think it's a scenario where we know DeMarcus Cousins and Sean Livingston already aren't going to play. Plan to rest for them. They'll head into the All-Star break early. No back-to-back for Cousins as he finishes with the 12 points and 10 boards and 5 assists. And you know, and he wasn't great, but
4 of 17.
He played 28 minutes. He was 1 of 6 from 3. He struggled to finish around the basket as well.
Again?
I think he's looked comfortable from the outside, much more so than on the inside. But again, this is where the Warriors have this thing in such a great position, Goo. He can have 12, 10, and 5 and have it be ugly, and that help you win the damn game. And that's exactly what happened tonight. I mean, he helped them win the game
right,
in the fourth
but when
quarter.
You shoot in volume like that, you're taking from the big three.
Well,
and then you're giving teams that you're playing a chance to stay in the game, especially if you're trying to find yourself. So, to me, this is a little concern moving forward that is shot Steph's not taking, Clay's not taking, KD's not taking. And if I'm an opposing coach, I'm like, give it to the big fella all you want. You're get, right now, the returns are. He's not making half his shots, so teams are getting a chance to close the gap and take the lead. Not blaming Cousins 100%, but JD, the other dominoes got to drop to where, hey, son, maybe those 17s are going to be 8s, or maybe I'm eager to see if he's going to finish the game. Are they going to go small? Because right now, can you look me in the face and tell me that the death lineup is not their best lineup? After 11 games of watching Cousins,
well, I think at this point that
there's
I
no
think
doubt
at this
to me.
Point you're yeah. I think okay. at this point you're correct. I'm not going to argue with you there. I think the one thing I would say is, and I actually agree with you on this as well. The 17 shots.
Whoa.
The 17 shots may wind up being 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I mean, it.
I
you know,
you.
It's. I think we're still at a feeling out point with Cousins where.
Letting
you know
him
what?
Work
it's,
through it. It.
You let him work through right. it. And if it's 17, and yeah, I mean, you look at the shots, the distribution, if you will. Curry, 19. Durant, 19. Cousins, 17. Klay Thompson, 14. And then you had Draymond Green with 7. Andre Iguodala with 6. So, yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. This is a night where Durant was 11 for 19. Curry was 8 for 19. Cousins struggled more than anybody. I think as the season goes on, I think as the season goes on,
that ratio will be more
yeah.
to the big three, maybe, all depending on if he's got it. Because you know when a guy's you know, when a guy has it that evening, or if he's starting off slow, all right, big three, take us. We're going to lean on
yeah.
you guys.
So I think the 17 may get whittled down if Cousins continues to struggle. And I think it'll be almost self-imposed. You know, I think Cousins will realize – on a given night in a playoff series, let's say, that maybe the rest of the guys need to be taking a few more shots. But for now, let her rip. I mean, I think a lot of the shots have been, for the most part, I think pretty good shots.
And every time he lets it go, I think it's going in, if whatever that
especially
means.
Especially from 3-point
right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, and then
– Especially from 3-point range. I'm with you on that. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. It's Warriors wrap-up here on 95.7, The Game with John Dickinson and Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of Home Search. You know what? Let's go ahead and hear from Kevin Durant here. Kevin Durant, following this ball game, Nash, why don't you let me know if we have Durant ready to roll or when we do, back in the studio. Let's go ahead and hear from Kevin Durant downstairs in the post-game press conference room following the Warriors 115-108 win over the Jazz.
Kevin, you guys have won for about 3 weeks straight now, almost. What do you think is clicking the most at everything that you guys have been doing on both ends of the floor?
I think we've been struggling even though we've been winning. We got some injury breaks in this run as well. But I also like how we fought through a lot of different things in this run. We shot the ball well from the three-point line. You know, I think we moved the basketball really well, you know, throughout this run. But we need to play better. I believe that the coaches and all my teammates think the same thing. I just don't want to get too complacent with us winning. You know, we got a long ways to go.
Katie, what did you like about the first quarter, the intensity level and so forth, and then again in the fourth quarter when it came to winning time?
I like that we ended that quarter outscoring them 25-14. 14 points in the first is phenomenal defense for us, and that set the tone. And, you know, obviously teams make a run. They have 40 points in the third. But the first and fourth, our defense was phenomenal, and we're going to need that going forward.
Kevin, to your earlier point about the want for the team to get better in different areas, even with the winning, what are the things that jump out to you the most?
You know, I like that. I think that we could start off with a little bit more intensity on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I think we got to get some plays down, some actions that have been hurting us a bit on the defensive side, and rebounding. We got all come in and rebound. I had 2 rebounds tonight. I'm 6'9". I can't do that if we want to win. So we got to do a better job of rebounding and you know, talking out, communicating on the defensive side of the ball on certain actions.
Just kind of random, but you guys were wearing a shirt tonight with that Baron Davis dunk on it. Do you remember that dunk? I mean, you would have been, what, probably like 18 or something?
Yeah, that was the summer before I got drafted, actually. And that, to see the energy in that building through the TV was phenomenal. And that was such a huge upset that, you know, everybody was in front of the TV everywhere I went watching those games. And Baron Davis, you know, that player is going to be remembered here in the Bay Area forever.
Was that almost like an introduction to you to the Warriors? I mean, they were kind of so bad for like the decade before that.
No, I've been an NBA fan for a long time before then, but they had some goons on that team that I really enjoyed, from Baron Davis to Matt Barnes to Steven Jackson to Biedrins to Al Harrington. They had some good players on that team, and so I watched them a lot. But, you know, that play, Baron Davis was kind of the head of the snake here.
Right in front. Steve said that DeMarcus will not be making the trip to Portland for the back-to-back.
So really?
So this will be his last game before the All-Star break. And I'm wondering if you take a minute to take stock, how do you think that progress has gone for the starting lineup, incorporating him? And what do you think you guys still need to do to make that even better?
I think we're still figuring out how we're going to play and be effective with each other on the offensive side, like where our shots are going to come from. You know, and I think that we are, you know, doing a good job of, you know, mixing up the shots and the touches, and, you know, everybody's getting involved. I think Cuz is still getting his legs up under him. You know, he's definitely been a load in the paint for us, but it's going to be a time where you're going to start knocking down those threes. They look great leaving his hand, but they just a little short. You know, but I think after the break, you know, he relaxed a little bit, figure out where he's at as a player. I think he's going to come back even better afterwards.
Steve said that Draymond is always in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. Based on his, you know, defensive prowess over the last few games, would you say he's played his way into that conversation this year?
He's always in the conversation. I mean, when you start off with guys, it's always going to be Draymond, Rudy Gobert. Those are the top two guys you start with. Then you just figure it out as the season goes on after that. But he's never out of the race because that's just what his game is. That's who he is. But, you know, hopefully people start to take notice. You know, unless you're getting steals and blocks, people don't really realize what you do on defense, you know, until you watch a full game. You know, people don't want to watch full games no more. They just want to look at the stats. So, you know, and if you watch Draymond play, you understand what he brings.
All right, Kevin Durant, following the 115-108 win for the Warriors over the Jazz. A little history buff.
Man, and
KD.
I believe him. I definitely believe him, man. Was he going Knicks, Heat? Because he talked about he liked goons.
He liked
Xavier
Baron Davis.
Xavier McDaniel, yeah.
And
yeah.
He liked Al Harrington.
Matt
Barnes.
And
he liked
Steven
Jackson. And he liked Matt Barnes on those teams. That's true. The Warriors We Believe team did have a lot of guys that played like that. But it's interesting hearing KD share a little bit of Warriors history on a night where, you know, We Believe gets honored, at least in terms of Baron Davis. All right, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We can take your phone calls. Also, more locker room sound. Warriors win it over the Jazz with a big fourth quarter, 115-108, the final here at 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
From Oracle Arena with John Dickinson and Daryl the Guru Johnson, we're with you following the Warriors 115-108 win over the Utah Jazz. Warriors with a big fourth quarter run, a 20-4 fourth quarter run that flips the game after the Warriors trailed by three going to the fourth quarter, 34-24. The Warriors outscored the Jazz in that final frame to earn their 41st victory of the season. Golden State now 41-15 through 56 games. Guru, 26 games to go on the season. And next up will be the Portland Trail Blazers up in Portland tomorrow night.
And after that game, they'll get this, much rest that they definitely deserve and need. But you asked me what were one of the keys to the game on Warriors Live, and I said the offensive glass. And to the Warriors' credit, they gave up seven. They got five themselves, and in regard to total rebounds, they lost a battle 49-40, but they overcame. And, JD, they just find ways to win, and I can't say enough about Draymond Green and how he doesn't have to manipulate the box score to have an effect on a basketball game. And I believe all young players, high school, college, should watch this guy play with nothing but heart and help his team get over the hump. It's special.
We still do have time for more phone calls at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And when we hear from the fans, it's always brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. We've been talking a lot about DeMarcus Cousins, who did have a season high in minutes with 28 minutes played, 28 minutes, 19 seconds. It was his second double-double. The 12 points to go with 10 rebounds for DeMarcus Cousins tonight and 5 assists. However, he was 4-for-17 shooting. The other double-double, in case you're wondering, for Cousins was against the Lakers on February 2nd, so in this building 10 nights ago when the Warriors beat the Lakers. And, of course, he had that big second half. He had the dunk over Kuzma, kind of lit everybody up in the building on that night.
Yeah, Tim Jordan and I were talking about the All-Star break, what that means for DeMarcus Cousins. Obviously, he's not going to Charlotte, but you come off a game of 28 minutes. You're not playing tomorrow, JD. How do you work on your win? Because they're saying there's no substitution for game action, NBA game action, but the actual game. So do you think he loses something with this, or
yeah,
kind of goes back on the shelf and comes back fresh? Or to me, I kind of feel like if he had more games, then, you know, the quicker we get to the promised land of him getting, you know, it's total win.
Yeah, I think I'm actually a little bit surprised that the Warriors aren't playing him tomorrow, because to me it was tailor-made for the first back-to-back. Yeah, you got to get through it. It's consecutive nights.
But you got that time
But then
off.
You've got a week where you're not going to play. You play on a Wednesday night, tomorrow night, and then you're not going to play until the following Thursday. So it's really 7 full days without a game, and then you'll play on the 8th day at 7:30 when Sacramento's here on the 21st. So I'm surprised, frankly, that the Warriors didn't maybe try and, you know, push him out there. And maybe it's just going to be a case where they're just not going to. You know, maybe it's going to be a case where, hey, look, there aren't going to be any back-to-backs in the playoffs. You know that. You know, maybe you're just going to be cautious with him, and the Warriors are in a position where they don't have to have him play on a back-to-back, although I think that's a box that he certainly would want to probably be able to check off at some point.
And I'm looking at number two, Jordan Bell, another DMP. Do you think we see him tomorrow, or if we don't?
Somebody's got to play those minutes.
You got to. How would you surmise Jordan Bell's first half?
Disappointing. Underwhelming. Not good.
And I think I told Steiny it's not because he hasn't got the opportunities, right? I feel like he's got more, you know, than enough opportunities to show what he can do. JD, I just don't know what type of fit his skill set is for this team. He's not a shooter.
If you take Cousins away, though, tomorrow, and let's say you start Kevon Looney, then that means somebody else has got to play. So, to me, Jordan Bell absolutely
we'll see him tomorrow. I'm hoping we see him.
He's going to get
some. It's got to be tough for the young man.
Some minutes tomorrow night, no question. 888-957-9570. Tonight wrapped up the season series. We talked about this.
Still don't understand that.
The Warriors and the Jazz. I can explain it if you want.
Yeah, there's four teams.
It gets a little wonky, but I'll explain it, right?
Okay.
So you got 15 in the East and 15 in the West,
gotcha.
Right? 30 teams. 15 in the East, if you're the Warriors, you play twice.
Gotcha.
You play one home, one away. That's 30 games, right?
So
file away 30, you got 52 left, right? Okay, well, at that point, to make the math even, there's got to be four teams, right, that you only play – three times.
Right.
So it's 12 games, right? And then the remaining 10 teams you play four times.
Right.
So you play 10 teams four times for 40.
And do you know
play
that
four
offhand?
Teams three times.
It's Utah.
Utah is one of them. I can dig it up. You know, it's funny.
Is it OKC?
I actually always keep a little bit of a note on that. I believe OKC is actually one of the other ones. It's actually, they already played the two games here, and they only have one game there in March in Oklahoma City. I believe it's March 16th. When the Warriors play there, and then it's two from each division, your own division, the Pacific
Division. Didn't know that.
So we'll dig that up. But the Warriors did win the season series tonight by beating the Jazz, 115-108, 2-1 advantage. The Warriors have won the season series versus Utah four of the last 5 years. Last year, Utah won it 3-1. Go ahead, Koo.
No, just help me answer my own question, because when I get in the car and turn the ignition on, I'm going to drive home with these thoughts. I think so highly of the Golden State Warriors, and I'm on record as saying with the addition of DeMarcus Cousins, this is one of, if not the best starting five ever. Why are they not knocking teams out? That's a concern to me. And you could say, dude, you sound spoiled, you sound ridiculous, but Utah should have been handled when you have an 11-point first quarter lead. We see, you know, Phoenix give them all that and some. And then we saw the debacle, which I'm going to call it, against the Heat. Why are the Warriors not able to knock out the TKO?
Look, I think at this point it's a little bit – I think part of it is teams have caught up. I think part of it is the Warriors themselves are just not wired that way, the way that they used to be. And I think the other factor involved in it is just the simple fact that the Warriors are trying to figure out how to get DeMarcus Cousins back into the fold.
Because we're past 41 games.
Yeah, but we're
okay.
Also,
remember
what,
we talked
10, 11
to,
games into having Cousins, you know, be in the fray. I dug up, by the way, the answer to that question, if you really
– No, I want to know.
If you really want to know what it was. Oklahoma City is a team the Warriors play only three times.
See, I hate that.
Two times here, one time in Oklahoma City. The Pelicans are another team that the Warriors only play three times, two times here, which they've already played both times.
Well,
here.
Good. Yeah, I don't care.
And they play April 9th in New Orleans. That's the Warriors' lone trip to New Orleans. The teams that come here once, but the Warriors go there twice, San Antonio. The Warriors have played San Antonio in San Antonio, lost to them on November 18th. They beat them here, what, a week ago, and they still have one more game at San Antonio on March 18th. And then the other team is the Utah Jazz. The Warriors played tonight and
good
had
stuff.
Already played two games on the road. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're going to hear from Stephen Curry. We're also going to hear from Tish on the phone lines who stopped by and saw us. But we'll do that after we come back. Time for more phone calls as well. It's Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors wrap-up continues on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors beat the Jazz tonight, 115-108. We passed out the phone number, 888-957-9570. It is Warriors wrap-up with John Dickinson and Daryl the Guru Johnson, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. And let's start this segment. We're going to get to Stephen Curry, too, down in the locker room. We also have some notes and nuggets to give to you. But let's start with Tish in Hercules. She's up first here on 95.7 The Game. And Tish came to say hi.
Took a picture with us.
In between.
Met her daughter.
Her and her lovely daughter in between the end of the game and when we hit the air. We got about a 25-minute gap or so. It was a pleasure meeting you, Tish. Thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for stopping by earlier.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to meet you guys, too. I have to call back because Guru said something which I agree with. I was not comfortable the whole game. The score, the final score is kind of misleading because if you were at the game, that game was close the whole way after that initial 11-point lead. And I consider Utah to be one of these sleeper teams that if we're not on our toes, if we don't have every man on his toes on that court, they will get one on us. So I just hope, against hope, that we do not meet them in the playoffs playing the way we're playing right now.
Thanks, Tish. Go ahead, Guru. And yeah, we really appreciate meeting you again, Tish. It was nice to meet you and Lee.
And I know the ultimate goal is to win a championship. And the Warriors, you look at their record, it's phenomenal. But are you ready? Are you comfortable in saying maybe the theme of the 18-19 Warriors is – they're not going to blow you out. They're going to win these close games.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, JD, I'm not used to it. And I just sit back like there's these other teams, Miami, they don't have the firepower that the Warriors have. Why are the games close? Is it the bench? I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
I think teams play the Warriors better than they used to. I think the Warriors don't care about stepping on your throat because they know they can beat you with a few good minutes here and there. And I just think they're the ultimate now in thinking big picture. And I think once you realize that you have a significant margin for error, you use it. That's just human.
Like make it exciting.
Once you realize you don't have to work as hard to do anything in life, a lot of times you don't. I mean, to put it perfectly bluntly, especially when you know you can still win or get the job done.
Now, that can't come back to bite you.
Sure.
You wouldn't.
And eventually it may come back to bite you. But I'll use what Tish said, and I think, you know, the Warriors playing the Jazz, I think they're comfortable in knowing they can win a series against the Jazz, let's say, in five games.
Well, I am. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be a fun five games against Utah, just based on the way that they play and the physicality, and they can make the game ugly, and they really move the ball and set screens, and they try and shoot threes and get you into pick and roll and have Gobert dive to the rim. I mean, they do it a lot of more similarly to other teams than I think maybe they get credit for, but they will just muck up a game. I just kept thinking that to myself tonight, like, wow.
Was that the epitome of yuck it up tonight?
Yes.
I thought it was kind of in the second half they start move up and down.
Yeah, it was in the second half they did. I mean, okay. They scored 40 points in the third quarter. They outscored the Warriors 40-34. So there was a better pace to it. But they can do both, but they can make the game ugly and really defend the Warriors, I think, better than a lot of teams. Let's keep it going on the phones. We got Dre. Dre is up next here in Central Cali on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dre.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got to agree with Guru when he was saying how come they're not blowing out teams. But what Tish just said, there's one thing I think. Teams get fired up to play the Warriors. It's like the Heat the other night. They don't hit those three-pointers like that every night. And I was really surprised Waiters kind of missed a couple there at the end. He's been a Warrior killer over the past. And I just think teams are really, really fired up when they play the Warriors. They bring their A game. I know if the Warriors bring their air game, they're going to blow them out.
Yeah, but thanks, Dre. Yeah, no, I think that's a great. I think
so
that's a great point.
It starts before the ball's tipped. It's getting up for the game, and the Warriors
know what they possess.
They're so good. Show us what you got, and we can run you down at the end.
Yeah, Yeah, I think sometimes. And then there's also games where maybe the Warriors feel like that's a night where they got to really play a good game because maybe they haven't been, or a team comes in that maybe had beaten them earlier in the year because the Warriors were not playing at the level that they want to play, and then the Warriors thump them. You know, so it goes both ways there. Jason in San Francisco is up next on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Jason, you're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Thank you very much. I just want to say I want to try to answer Guru's question real quick. I think that Steve Kerr is an instant Hall of Famer. I think that he is trying to go to his fifth championship and win his fourth and third in a row. And I think he's putting on a coaching clinic. He's the best person to handle these personalities. And I feel like, you know, they're saving something for the playoffs. That's when they really turn it on. The regular season to them, I don't really think they're trying to blow teams out. I think they're trying to get people involved. I think they're looking at it more like practice because every team is gunning for the Warriors. Every team is trying to game plan for the Warriors. And so I think that's why they're not necessarily blowing them out yet.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jason. I know Steve probably doesn't write that on the chalkboard where, you know, there is another gear a Ferrari. They have another gear.
Well, it's pretty crazy if they have another gear because they've won 5 in a row, 16 of 17, and 18 of 20. So if they have another gear, what is that, 33 in a row?
Right, but it'll be the margin of victories, JD.
I mean, No, I hear you. I'm not coming down your road. I'm just saying, holy moly.
And I'm not being negative. I can be like, okay, I'm not impressed.
I'm just saying, I'd like to see what that gear looks like.
Because Miami, Phoenix, and chasing down, you know, a team that has no business on the same floor as you, Utah, tonight. Hey, you got me. I see something that's concerning. That's all. And when the playoffs start, hey, it may be all gone away, but I know on a few occasions, if the Warriors got blown out and I've been waiting for that comeback, it doesn't happen. And then, you know, they let you hang around and then they run you down. That's a recipe for disaster.
Let's get to our play of the game.
It's time for the play of the game. Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the play of the game.
Curry, top of the key three, shedding Rubio! Curry!
That's it right there, play of the game.
Steph got hot.
Steph did get hot as the defense got hot for the Warriors in that fourth quarter.
Led by Draymond Green
and DeMarcus Cousins, I thought.
Yeah, Dray didn't come into the middle of the fourth quarter.
He was pretty good. No, he was out there at the top.
Okay.
He was out there at the top. They had the normal lineup out there at the top with Clay and Livingston and Iguodala and Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins. That what has become the normal top of the fourth quarter lineup out there at the beginning. And Cousins was in the fray. I actually, for as much as the pieces of Cousins' game, the scoring, the shooting, the, you know, post moves around the basket, the fluidity of a game like that, I actually kind of liked DeMarcus's the grit and grind game that he played tonight. He was very physical. He was bruising around. He was getting in there for rebounds. Like, it wasn't a pretty game, but again, I keep coming back to something I mentioned earlier where, you know what, if DeMarcus Cousins doesn't shoot well but still gives you 12 and 10 and it's a physical 12 and 10, that actually can help this team, as talented as they are, win.
Yeah, but when you're that big and you're getting your shots blocked, and this has been happening on a regular basis, it just seems like the players are mosquitoes and he's the giant, but they're moving faster than he is. Just a concern. And tonight, a couple block shots Utah got on him. And to me, that should never happen.
For play of the game, just a reminder, listen to 95.7 The Game tomorrow at 10:30. Steiny and you, Guru, on the air. You guys are going to call for the play of the game. And if you get the play of the game correct, you win $100, right?
There you go.
Yeah, $100. AJ in San Jose is up next here on 95.7 The Game. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up, AJ.
How's it going? Fellas, I think, Guru, you got to take it easy on the Warriors. They didn't hit their threes in the first or the second quarter. Otherwise, they would have been up by 24, 25, and the game would have been over. So the minute they start hitting their threes, you know, like the normal percentage, 40, 50%, it's over.
So, all right. You know, that's what it, I think. So there's no problem. Just like you mentioned, they're a Ferrari. You know, they're taking it easy at second gear where all the teams are playing at sixth gear, you know.
Thanks, AJ. AJ in San Jose checking in, Goo.
And when you're a champ, there is that switch, that gear. I do believe in that. We've seen it. And maybe that's just what we're watching. And, you know, Cousins will get up to par, and then we'll see the blowouts that I'm accustomed to.
Boy, the Warriors tonight, 29 assists, only 6 turnovers, and Golden State remains undefeated on the season when they commit 10 or fewer turnovers. 6 turnovers tonight. Dubs now 11-0. They committed a season-low tying 7 turnovers. I actually said 6. I misspoke. It was actually 7 turnovers. Actually, no, it looks like the final box gave them 6. Yeah, 6 turnovers. So that's a new season low. They had 7 against the Clippers on December the 23rd. The Warriors also held the Jazz to an opponent low for this season of 14 points, and Golden State is now 9-0 when they have Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins all in the fold. Final call of the night is John in Stockton. John, you're on Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. You know, one thing, Utah's played us tough the last few years. There's no doubt about it. They've had our number. They match up well with us with their physical style of play. But one thing, I mean, if you look at the stat line, Kerr's trying to make sure he keeps everybody involved and guys aren't getting bored out there, you know. We're playing real, real consistent basketball. There's really nothing to worry about. I think last year we had some lapses during the season and people were, oh, what's going to happen? And when it came down to it, we turn up when we have to turn up. And this team is, we've never seen nothing like this. And I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. Man, it's a beautiful thing to see. We're going to be there when it's all said and done.
Thanks, John. John in Stockton.
Love it.
Good stuff.
And I agree.
One other quickie note here before we thank everybody and call it a night. Tonight, the 7th time the Warriors trailed going to the 4th quarter and then went on to win.
Shocker.
So even when you've got them down,
I got you.
You better have them down
you
more than 3.
You got to finish them.
You better have them down more than 3 going to the 4th quarter, even if you're
the cockroaches,
a team
JD.
Like the Jazz. One more before the break tomorrow in Portland. I'm going to be up in Portland, and the 3 of
you
us.
You leaving tonight?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
10 o'clock flight in that 10 o'clock hour. So I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll be hosting Warriors Live with you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Because we all need to be together
on
the final game before the break. I'm going to be up in Portland.
No load management.
We got you tomorrow for Warriors Live, and then Steiny is going to join me for Warriors Wrap-Up, or I'm actually going to join him since it's your show.
Look at
it's your show. So I'm going to join him, and I'm going to join you with Warriors Live before the game. So that's going to do it for us. Warriors get the win, 115-108. They are 41-15 on the season. Thanks to Tim Jordan. Thanks to Nash. Thanks to Alex, the guys in the studio. For Daryl the Guru Johnson, I'm John Dickinson. Warriors, they win it, 115-108. To improve to 41-15, and you heard it right here at 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.